You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Golden Age Fallacy and the Martial Arts. This is another of my episodes covering the subject of logical fallacies, mistakes we are all prone to allow to creep into our thinking if we're not careful, especially if we do not know of their existence. The particular fallacy I will discuss today is the Golden Age Fallacy. This is the notion that the world was a better place at some time in the past, and usually implies the corollary, that the present world is going to hell in a handbasket, and that an ongoing moral degradation has gripped our society. This fallacy can take many forms. One can be an anti-science variation, a feeling that before the growth of technology, people were more in harmony with nature, and thus happier and healthier. This version is often touted by people on the far left end of the political spectrum, and is also an example of the logical fallacy called the appeal to nature, which I dealt with in detail in an earlier episode entitled, It's a Natural Fact. On the right end of the political spectrum, many hold to a version of the Golden Age fallacy in which the world was a better place before the rise of what they perceive as the hippie liberal counterculture of the 1960s, or in a version from 50 years earlier than that, before the rise of the hedonistic jazz age of the 1920s. This is easily refuted by a study of history. Steven Pinker, in his excellent book, The Better Angels of Our Nature, cites myriad examples of statistics that show that the world is steadily becoming a better and better place by a number of different measures. Deaths from war, violence, and murder have consistently dropped over the centuries, and even counting the horrible debacles of World Wars I and II are currently at all-time lows. Slavery, sexual violence, child abuse and molestation, and other violent crimes, and infant mortality, while all sadly still in existence, are at all-time lows. One reason many people have a false impression of the frequency of these acts is the existence of cable television, the internet, and the 24-hour news cycle. The mantra of the sensationalist journalist is, if it bleeds, it leads. Sexual violence and child molestation are swept under the rug far less often than in the past, and are thus reported far more often than they used to be, although still not so often as they should be. This increase in the frequency of reporting is confused by many with an increase in actual incidents. Another version of the Golden Age fallacy stems from the effects of growing up and then growing older. In a very real sense, for most of us, the world is never going to be as nice a place as it seemed to us when we were children. If we had loving parents, we were probably sheltered for years in a cocoon of happy ignorance about what the real world is like. As we mature into adulthood, it's understandable how we can be mistaken in the assumption that the world has grown worse, when in reality it is much the same as it has always been, or even better. It's only your ability to perceive the real state of the world that has changed. In a similar vein, elderly people frequently remember the world as a better place when they were younger, a time when they were in tune with the technology and popular culture, and their bodies were in far less pain. Some of these examples have parallels in the martial arts. The feeling that older Aboriginal or non-Western cultures had special insight to ancient wisdom leads some people to prefer martial arts styles and training that aren't, in their mind, tainted by modern notions like exercise science and kinesiology. Some martial arts schools even sport names that include the phrase, ancient wisdom. The version of the Golden Age fallacy held by some elderly people has a parallel version in sports in general and martial arts specifically. This version holds that athletes were better and tougher back in the day. The record books give the lie to this. Some older, retired athletes, consumed with bitterness, hold to their version of this fallacy from sheer unmitigated ego. Without actually wording it this way, their attitude screams, how could the world of my sport possibly be as awesome as it was when it included me? The truth is, athletes are faster, stronger, bigger, and with longer careers than ever before. Performance records in every sport are consistently broken, again and again, over the course of time. What are the odds that the martial arts bucks this trend in athletics? Here's some food for thought. Writing was invented about 5,000 years ago in Sumeria. Only a very few were permitted to be educated in just how to write at first. And it was a tedious process as well, requiring you to procure some wet clay with just the right consistency, smooth it into a flat surface, and then make impressions in the clay with a stylus. Then, if you wanted to make your writing permanent, you needed to bake it to preserve the clay. This was no casual scribbling something on a post-it note. When you went to this much trouble, you thought it was an important thought to put down in the record. Among the earliest things to be written down were statements that the world was going downhill and that young people had no respect for authority anymore. As written history progressed, similar sentiments were regularly expressed by writers in cultures around the planet, continuing through the ancient world, the classical world, the medieval period, the Renaissance, the Enlightenment period, the Victorian era, right through to the present day. The world seems to have been going straight to hell for a very long time. There's a tool in science and logic called Occam's razor. Occam's razor states that when there's more than one possible explanation for a phenomenon, the one that makes the fewest assumptions is the most likely to be the correct one. If the purported process of the world growing steadily and progressively worse has in fact been going on in linear fashion for more than 5,000 years, you would think that by now our existence would be far and away worse than any time in the past. Hands down, no contest. Or it could be the case that the fallible brains of repeated generations of humans have fallen prey to the golden age fallacy. It seems to me that Occam's razor slices right to the heart of the matter and provides us with the answer. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.